Morris, comfortable enough victory for you in the end. You're leading by, at the end of 13 points there, 216 to 9 points over Clonhilly. You'll be happy with that?
Look, absolutely. You know, there's no doubt it's been a tough year. We came in there 8 weeks ago and relegated from Division 1 in our first week. And, you know, loads of people spoke, and I suppose rightfully so, spoke about Eirua and about Eirua being in... you know, a team that should be in top four or top five team in Donegal, and that, you know, that's been the case for the last couple of years. But a lot of things, you know, this year, I suppose, you know, they were late getting going, there was a bit of that type of stuff, and lost lads to injury and lads been away. But the way they've regrouped, and, you know, we thought the first day we played Downings, you know, and getting the 2 points, we thought, you know, we could kick on. Unfortunately, injuries went against us and we lost the next two games and find ourselves here today. But I have to say, I'm delighted with the lads have responded.
Yeah, you certainly put your mark on the game early. You had your first score within 10 seconds of the game, and it really was a knock-on effect from there.
Yeah, well, that, you know, we looked at it, and, you know, we obviously looked at Clonhilly as well, and, you know, we decided that there was no way in trying to get into a dogfight here today, because if you want to get into a dogfight with Clonhilly, they'll get into a dogfight with you, and, you know, tight game. So we decided we really had to go at it from the start, and in fairness, the lads, you know, they implemented the game plan well, and thankfully, you know, it worked out today. It doesn't always.
Yeah, the goals really won the matches when you look at it. Like those two goals, one from Shane McGrath and the other from Jack Geller, 19-year-old Jack Geller. I think he got 1-5 out there today. You know, a tremendous performance from him. But as I say, the goals really set you, you know, you had a comfortable seat going in at half time with a 6-point lead.
Yeah, well, it gave us a good platform, and we emphasised at half time, you know, the first 5 minutes of the second half, we really had to kick on here. You know, we couldn't be given any glimpse, because if you give oxygen to any team, you know, they're going to come. But, you know, Jack Gallagher, I mean, a guy with a massive, massive future, I think that puts him joint top scorer in the championship. And I suppose in a team, you know, that was in a relegation playoff, it speaks volumes of him. And, you know, he's one that has not alone a big future playing with Eirua, but hopefully with Donegal as well, you know. It's great to have Shane, you know, back there today as well. And, you know, he was, you know, he's a great steadying influence, and his goal really calmed things down.
Yeah, and listen, I suppose you talk about what a difference a year makes. This time last year, you know, you were top of the table, winning 4 out of 4, and you got beat, of course, narrowly by St Unions in the quarterfinals. And this year, you find yourself in the relegation battle, safe now, but, and you'll be happy. But as I say, what a difference a year make, and the draws, of course.
Well, look, you know, I just made that point to the lads there in the dressing room that the group is there. There is no doubt about it. But, like, it's a time now, you know, after a season like that, where everyone needs to go away and take individual, you know, self-reflection. And if they can do that and end up with a collective of 25, 30 guys, the talent is still there, you know, within that group to be in that top echelons of Donegal football.